Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Hey, what's up, folks? It's time for a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. This happened on Friday, the evening of Friday, April 2nd. It's a great time. We had a live audience on Zoom enjoying the show. A lot of funny conversation. This one went on for like 2 hours. We had an extended bit of dramatics over the Kenny playlist fiasco. Details on the full show on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. But Kenny was involved. He wanted to strangle me, man. You could see it in his eyes. He was ready to kill me. He actually pulled up the live stream as he was driving, and he's seething as we're having this discussion. And I thought he was going to go full-on cuckoo and, like, turn his car into traffic or into head-on collision zone or something like that because he was so pissed. Oh, my gosh. I think he lightened up finally, but it was a good time. I open up the show, though, with the story about this stupid Facebook fight. My God, it happened again. It seems like every week is another brawl on Facebook. Oh, my gosh. What the hell is going on here? Talk about that and a whole lot more. And if you want my full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane is where you get it with the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast once a week, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Check it out for $5 or $10 a month. Not only do you get the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, you get the Lost Zane recordings, the Insane Asylum, my music-driven radio show in Northern Michigan, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. What else am I forgetting? Did I say Lost Zane recordings? I don't know if I did. Anyway, replays of old BBL shows and then the daily Patreon bonus podcast. All there each and every week. Hours and hours of material on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right, enjoy the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. B-E-N. Ben. Eric.
Fantastic. So how much time are you going to be watching the dog for? Is it like a week or something like that?
Well, I started a couple days ago, and I'm watching it until Tuesday.
Oh, you memorized those instructions.
Yeah, well, it was pretty easy. Feed it 3 times a day, allergy pill in the morning and night, take it out to take a shit, and don't let it, don't put anything on the ground where it can reach it. But it's a good dog, though.
That sounds like it, man. What, it looked like some type of, like, It looked like a Doberman or something. I don't know what the hell.
It's not a Doberman. It's not a. It's got papers.
Yeah.
It needs a house sitter, but I don't know. I don't know what kind of dog it is.
Did they warn you that the dog might actually do something like this?
Well, it's a puppy, and it's the first time that it's been off the routine of everybody there because of the pandemic, everybody's home. And I'm the replacement and I'm trying to stick to the routine, except I'm not the family.
No, it's a beautiful dog. Oh my God. What is the dog's name?
Sparty.
Okay. All right. That's kind of stupid, but.
Yeah, that explains the dropping the ball with the book today.
Can everybody hear Ben okay? Or does Ben seem quieter? Ben, talk to us.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Everybody can hear me.
Yeah. I think you're good. I don't know if it's the same as it was last time, Ben, then I'm not worried.
How about now?
It sounds fine.
All right.
So Megan is here. Look, hey Megan, what's up? How are you? Jason Mays, the lube slinger, Brock, have we ever met Brock?
No. Am I unmuted? Yeah. No, we have not yet. Maybe back in Albany back in the day.
Fantastic. Albany. Do you still listen to Free Beer and Hot Wings in beautiful Albany?
For about the 15 minutes that I drive 2 days a week.
Isn't that crazy? You know, that's pretty much what was it always like that, or did you listen at home?
No, I used to be a podcaster for them and used to listen to every second, but
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens. Well, we're glad you're here. Leon's new to the crew too. So Leon, have we ever met face to face?
We met at a Waylon concert. Well, we didn't meet. You were there, but I was too starstruck. So I just took a drink of my beer and went the other way.
Well, you seem very comfortable on the show. You know, lately we've been kind of like integrating more and more people in this way where Ben and I are kind of just figuring this out as we go. But we seem to be doing kind of hitting our stride with kind of just shooting the shit with the crew. And I know, Ben, I guess I'm speaking out of school. Ben, I'm assuming you feel that way, too.
Yeah. This is great. I enjoy this.
Okay. And Jason Mays is here. Good to see you again, buddy. It seems like I see you like as often as any family member, pretty much.
I wasn't there for the vaccine today, though.
Oh, my God. You know, that is a well-oiled machine that they have going there. That is it's really remarkable how they how everybody gets through there. No problem. I mean, I understand that in Michigan. Of all the places where they do mass vaccine, that place as of right now might not be in 2 weeks, but right now they're moving the most people through there per day in the whole state.
The same day you mentioned it, my wife tried to sign up through that link, and it's been booked every single day since she's checked. So
since when I announced, hey, you can get in.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So you got lucky.
Wow. While I was there doing the recovery thing, they make you wait for like 15 minutes so that you're, you know, in case your dick falls off or something like that. I got a notification on the little app. It says, hey, you can now book your booster for 21 days from now or whatever it was. So I booked it right there. So April 23rd, I get the next one. So, all right. And then I went ahead and picked a fight. Like I love to do. Does that surprise anybody that I picked a fight?
With some random person there?
Well, no, I picked a fight on Facebook, and I always do this. You know, I mean, it's just always just a shit show. I can't just leave it alone. But I thought that this was funny because I took a picture of me and the kids. Hold on a second. Amanda says the link doesn't work for her. Can someone send Amanda the link? Is that possible?
I posted it in the chat.
Okay. Okay. Kuipers, hold that thought. Kuipers and Amanda, I'm going to send them a link because I don't know that things are behaving the way they should.
It's already in the chat. They should be able to see it.
Yeah, weird. I'm bringing in Aram, my Armenian brother in beautiful Tennessee. What up, buddy? Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought. I'm gonna quickly invite these people just to make sure that things are on the up and up. But you're right. It should work. Amanda, A-M-A-N, and Kuipers. All right, good luck. I don't know if they can see the chat. Because it's set on unlisted. If they're not in, I don't know if they can see it. But they
I see Amanda chatting on there.
Oh, well, yeah, then I guess she should. Yeah, that makes sense because she's a Patreon member. I don't know. I just sent it to her. Anyway, there she is. So I went ahead and I tweeted I put on Facebook a picture of me, the NFK, Jacqueline, and of course me. And I wrote, getting vaccinated with Jackie Justin, the NFK. Now, if I wrote that, I mean, that's no fun. No, I mean, you gotta say something that's kind of sideways. You gotta say something that's gonna get people talking. Because frankly, if I go ahead and just post that picture, then, all it's gonna be is it's just gonna be people like, give me a little heart or whatever. Right. And then
it's boring.
Yes, the post doesn't have any impact whatsoever. You've got to make them move their feet. So at the end of the day, that's what I'm trying to do. So the next sentence, best snarky comment from dickheaded COVID anti-vaxxer wins a prize of a foot of my foot in your asshole.
Nice. All right.
So now we're talking, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
definitely going to get people riled up with that one.
99 out of 100, just roll with it. And but you see, like Mays, he writes, nothing beats getting vaccinated with family except when Eric grows a penis from his forehead. If it happens to anyone, please let it be him. Sweet baby Jesus, Ricky Bobby reference for anyone who may get offended. So, you know, he gets it. You know, it's what it's all about. Let's see. And the various people saying, all right, good job, whatever. God bless you. And then, okay. Somebody wrote, I was confused, but reading his post makes me understand why he got fired. Super classy. So that's what people do. They tend to go right to that, Ben.
I know. I was going to ask, does every comment or every post you do with something like that have something to say about how you got fired?
Plenty of them. Let's see. This one I didn't get. Because I wrote too many words in these jokes, please edit. Brandon wrote, I heard they were hiding the miniature control microchips in the vaccines. Normally I'd be against this, but in your case, it's probably in humanity's best interest to get you under control. They honestly couldn't do a worse job of running your life than you do. Actually, that is pretty funny. Tom writes, nobody really cares if you get the vaccine. And virtue signaling about it is childish. Get your vaccine in peace and leave those not getting it alone. I won't be getting it, and I don't really care if people dislike me for it or not. I wrote, I don't know what virtue signaling means, but I know an asshole when I see one.
That's great.
And then some other people stick up for me, and they go, then this guy and then another guy go back and forth about me. Okay, whatever. I always like it when someone rushes in like the cavalry to defend. That's my favorite, because then I'm like, oh, yeah, thank God someone still loves me. All right. But then let's see. Let's see. Okay, and then they're still using that when people call people sheep, you know?
Oh, which, yeah.
It always bugs me because that's such a low hanging fruit. I mean, certainly you can think of something better than just said, yeah, you do what everyone tells you. Well, so do you, fuckface, because you're not getting it. But anyway, Ryan writes, is this what you do for attention? Brag about some vaccine because you can't hold a job in radio.
Where's the bullseye drop?
Shut up, Ben. So now what I do is I always immediately, when someone makes those jokes,
Yeah.
And he wrote it kind of weird. It was, I actually edited it so it would make sense. I wrote back, I go back and edit your insult of me. You made some typos, redo it so it makes sense, moron. And then I always go to their Facebook page and I take a look at their pictures. You know, what can I do? Your wife's a fat whore, you know, so whatever it may be. And so I take a picture. I take a screenshot of this, and it's I'll lead in so you can see it. It seems like guy with deer wearing the orange is always the asshole who it seems like assholes like this always have this picture. OK,
yeah, definitely. Those are the guys that you avoid on like Tinder and Bumble and all that.
Exactly.
Kind of
exactly. And I don't mean to, you know, Brock's raising an eyebrow. He's like, I don't know about that. Brock's probably that guy. But also, why does every dipshit have this exact photo? And I put the photo in there.
Oh, nice. Jeez, you're really going for the jugular.
Yes, of course. And then this guy's brother of this asshole.
Yeah.
He then says something stupid. Eric Zane, the only thing you've earned is the same IQ score as Joe Biden. And that's the best he can do.
Say yeah, that's pretty bad.
And then that guy, he's got this picture, same picture, killing deer. And I go, see, this is what's going on. You fucking asshole.
You just proved your point.
Yes. So then I post, I go, see what I mean? It's scum from Hamilton, Michigan. That's... So then this idiot, another idiot, the next hillbilly writes, hold on a second. There's Aaron again. Aram. What happened, Aram? Aram's in the struggle bus. This guy wrote, yeah, he's providing food for his family. And I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm talking about. Go plan your next governor abduction and get the hell out of here. So, holy shit. It's just, you know. God, you can't even, I mean, and then this one guy, oh my God, this guy, Scott Meyer, he writes, name calling and threatening your listener base, classy. It's like, dude, I have done this for 20 years the same way. What the fuck is wrong with you? So I'm like, I wrote, he wrote, this seems to be a trend with you. They always go way low. Listen, which is probably why you've been shit canned from everywhere that you've worked. But now you work for yourself. So what's next? Slowly fading away. I hope you put a lot of money in your retirement. I'm not even a Republican, and this is cringeworthy, even for you. Instead of worrying about what everyone is doing, why you should worry about why you're worried about it. And I went, yeah, thanks for the lecture, you fat fuck.
Oh, this is great.
I'm like, come on, guys, lighten up. Are you serious here? Do we have to really review what makes me do what I do? I mean,
yeah. You want to know who gets as much hate or as much arguing on their Twitter feed as you do? Is Garrett from Dr. Grins.
What do you mean? He gets in fights with people?
Oh yeah, he has the same amount, like the same kind of comments on his posts that you do, because he's very liberal and posts stuff all the time that gets people riled up.
Well, and yeah, the interesting thing about it is I'm neither liberal. Oh boy, I'm neither liberal or Republican. Everybody knows that I'm kind of like, you know, I represent everybody else, you know, and so. I'm in this weird spot where I can't thread the needle. All I can do is go with my gut reactions, and I'm just going to keep throwing them out there and people take them or leave them. And so at the end of the day, I don't care if they get pissed off, just as long as they keep coming back, because I'm in the business of trying to make people laugh or smile or engage them in some way, shape, or form. So if I have to engage them that way, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is that so terrible?
No, not at all.
That's it. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast free view is in the books. Thanks for checking it out. If you want the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. If not, that's cool too. I just thank you for the time. All right, folks, have a good one. Bye-bye.